Pacific Aerospace, the Hamilton, New Zealand-based aircraft company, is here at Oshkosh with the P-750 Extol. It's a 10-seater, if memory serves. I don't want to say it's a weird-looking beast, but man, it's a weird-looking beast. I mean, it's got kind of rugged built into it, that sort of thing. And Chris, is it Breyers or Breers?
Breyers, basically.
Breyers, basically.
So I've had so many versions of that.
He's Pacific Aerospace's pilot. He's with me in the studio now here on EAA Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We're just joking around, and Chris is from South Africa, and he's working for a company in New Zealand. And I said, what's a guy from South Africa working in New Zealand? And you said...
They import me when they need some flying done.
How's the show going for you?
So far, brilliant. We had the opportunity to fly yesterday, which was fantastic. It was my first time to demonstrate at Oshkosh. Thought it was really, you know, a great honor to be able to do that. And was very impressed with how smooth everything is organized and how well it's run.
But you've been here before, haven't you?
It's my seventh time at Oshkosh.
Seventh time?
Yeah.
But the first time you've gotten to perform or to demonstrate here.
First time to fly a display, yes.
What's that like?
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Was very nervous. But as soon as I got busy, then you forget about everything. And then
you got nervous. Now, you got 11 million flight hours, as I recall, looking at your bio, and you get nervous.
Well, it's the biggest air show in the world.
Yeah.
And the air show circuit where I normally fly is much smaller. But the flying is the same. But, yeah, I was nervous, yeah.
It makes me feel better for some strange, sick reason. I'm not sure why. Tell me about the plane. What does it do?
Quite an amazing airplane. I got involved with the factory, or the manufacturers rather, and we introduced the type of aircraft into Africa. It's designed for very short takeoff and landing. Still has a good cruising speed of about 160 knots, but in essence, the machine will take 1.8 tons out of less than 300 meters, or about 900 foot. On any reasonable day. It's very good at hot and high, so specifically mountain operations. So it's been very successful in South Africa. And also my company specifically do a lot of contract flying for the United Nations World Food Program. And the aircraft is well liked by the United Nations. And then it's also operating in Papua New Guinea. You know, all the places where there isn't a proper runway and where the helicopters are too expensive, that's where she operates well.
And it's operating into strips that aren't really strips, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. You have a company that charters the plane? Or how does that work? You have like 10 planes, don't you have? Didn't I read that?
We operate a company that does contract flying worldwide.
Yeah.
Biggest client is the United Nations. But we also fly for mining companies and other organizations which need flying services. And typically we fly where nobody else wants to fly. So we need machines that can do it.
Is there a big market for machines that want to go where nobody wants to fly? Not many people want to fly?
Especially in the third world countries, yeah.
Really? Because of rescue missions and that sort of thing? Or just general conditions?
Well, I think all of the above. You know, most third world countries are not developed, so there are very few proper developed airports.
Yeah.
And then many of these countries, like for instance Papua New Guinea, almost the whole country is mountainous, so there's no place to build a proper runway. So invariably you end up on the side of a hill somewhere or a dead-end valley, and that's where the Extol operates very well.
But not everybody who flies this plane is a guy with 11 million flight hours. I might be rounding up just a bit. But, you know, so who flies it, I guess? What sort of pilot would be?
Yeah, she's actually a very easy aircraft to fly. Yeah, any competent caravan or similar type aircraft pilot can fly the Extol. You need to get used to the low speeds. The biggest challenge I found with training pilots on the Extol is that they tend to want to land it too fast. You got to get it below 65 knots, otherwise the nose wheel will touch first. Apart from that, very simple, very rugged, easy to maintain aircraft.
Yeah.
And I think those are the biggest attributes to it.
And give me some more performance numbers. 65 knots from what cruise?
Well, typically we've got just on 1,100 nautical mile range.
Mm-hmm.
She will cruise at 160 knots true airspeed. And depending how far you want to go, if she will take 1.8 tons for about an hour and a half trip, or you'll take a ton with full fuel, mm-hmm. Which will take you then 1,100 nautical miles. And typically any 400-meter unimproved runway, she'll go in and out of without even thinking about it.
Hmm. Who's been stopping by the booth to look at it? Who's looking at it? Or is anybody looking at it? I presume someone is.
Well, a lot of guys, today we had a lot of people from South America, mm-hmm. Specifically. We also had a lady from the Philippines. So as I said, it's all the third world countries where they don't have proper runways.
Yeah. Can I ask you a little bit about how you became a flyboy? Because you got some numbers, man.
Always wanted to be a pilot.
Did you?
Started flying when I was still at school. And tried my hardest to get into the South African Air Force. But being a very small Air Force, they only take a few. In those days, only took a few candidates per year. Couldn't get in there. Ended up in normal military service. But I've been flying for 33 years now, and most of it in Africa.
Yeah.
It's been a great career.
What's a favorite plane you've ever flown, aside from the P-750 Extol?
You know, I get asked the question quite often, and there's no short answer to that, because it depends what you want to do.
Yeah.
I believe that all aircraft are well-designed. There's no such thing as a bad aircraft. There's just aircraft that are being wrongly applied.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use it for what it was designed for, probably 90% of the aircraft are good machines out there. For bush flying, I love the Piper Cub. It's my favorite to play around with. I was fortunate at one point in my career to fly DC-3s and to own a piston DC-3, so that is a definite lady that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
On the jet side, several smart aeroplanes, but I think it's a toss-up between the Learjet and the Legacy. The Legacy 600s,
yeah,
also very nice.
When you're doing demonstrations in the 750, are the people on board, or are they on the ground watching? And what do you put your plane through and to show them something they need to see?
At air shows, it's normally just me flying, because
okay.
then we really
yeah.
take...
So you're in the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a show, and
yeah.
we take the aircraft to the limits. So for safety reasons and also for performance reasons, we don't take anybody on board. When we do okay. typical glide demonstrations, we show not the radical side of the aircraft, but rather how safe and easy it is to operate.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't do any of the air show maneuvers with clients on board. But we will show them the slow flight, the short takeoff and short landing capabilities, and the weight carrying capabilities. You know, what is impressive is that you can fill all the seats and still go and fly around at 60 knots quite comfortably.
Yeah.
There's not many aircraft of that size that can do that.
What's the best part about demonstrating?
It's probably a little bit of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
I fly several air show performances, but I think the Extol is at the top of the list as far as the adrenaline goes, because you know she really allows you to take it to the edge.
Yeah, what's the maneuver? What's the thing that's what's the wow maneuver when you do that, when you take it to the edge?
Well, it's probably the takeoff. You know,
yeah.
when you rotate at 40 knots, start the rotation at 40 knots and climb away at 45 knots. You're on the edge,
yeah.
and you have a lot of torque, 750 horsepower torque, so you balance it between running out of wing lift and running out of rudder control at that speed. So that's really on the edge there.
Yeah.
And then I would say the descent. She comes down in beta at 5,000 foot a minute, but that also takes away a lot of the airflow over your elevators and rudder. So
right.
again, you balance, you feel where she starts losing it, and that's keeping it on the edge.
That's flying, man. What you're just describing, that's flying. Are you going to do it again this week?
Hopefully, we've asked for slots for Friday and Saturday. And
you are okay. Yeah,
it'll be great if we can do it again.
You won't be nervous this time.
I hope Joe's listening.
No nerves this time. This is old hat now, right?
No, it'll never be old hat.
Yeah.
But a real privilege to be here.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
What other air shows have you been at? That are like, I don't want to say just like this, but worldwide, where do you...
I don't think there's anything that's even close to this in the rest of the world. I've obviously flown all the South African air shows. Every 2 years I have a big military air show called the AAD, African Aerospace and Defense. That's coming up next month again. Flown in several countries in Africa, Botswana, Kenya. Kenya's got a very good air show every now and then. I have done a couple of air shows in Europe. I've done a couple in Australia. And then, of course, the U.S. But this is by far for me the best so far.
Thanks for coming in, man. It's great to see you.
Thank you for
having
me.
Where's the booth at on the field, or where can folks see the P750X stall?
It's 404, stand 404. It's right behind the Honda tent.
Right over here.
Right over here.
I look forward to seeing it fly, and thanks for coming in, making me feel like the world's worst pilot, because you got the numbers.
No. Thanks for having me, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.